African Voice News, your global link.
Government urged to safeguard sovereignty in U.S. health aid talks. Energy expert says global oil prices likely to impact Zambia's fuel costs amid tensions in the Middle East. And Zimbabwe releases 4,000 prisoners under presidential amnesty. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Bid Zambia 2064 Executive Director Joseph Mushalika says government must not accept health aid from the United States of America if the aid package comes with conditions that infringes on the sovereignty of the Zambian people. Recently, Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa informed the nation that government had not rejected the 26 billion kwacha health support from the United States, as reported by some international media outlets, saying that government remains engaged in dialogue with the United States on the matter. But speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Dr. Mshalika said the ongoing discussions highlight the need for Zambia to reduce its dependence on foreign aid. It is surprising that a country endowed with natural resources is negotiating for funds that could easily be generated from the mining sector if the right mechanisms are put in place, said Dr. Mshalika. He maintained that as long as the aid package comes with conditions that infringe on the rights of Zambians, government must be prepared to walk away from such engagements. Dr. Mushalika further stated that government should only seek aid when absolutely necessary, stressing that Zambia can be self-sufficient in meeting its basic needs if the mining and agriculture sectors are properly aligned and well managed.
So the position remains the same. If the U.S. is going to back down and agree that this be given on conditions that are neutral, fair to both countries, that's okay. That's the way to go.
Okay.
But if these negotiations are meant to be a win-lose kind of situation, then we stand by our position. Our sovereignty is more important than any aid from anybody else.
Opposition Democratic Union President Akim Njovu has cautioned President Hakainde Hichilema to be wary of endorsements coming from politicians at ward, mayoral and parliamentary levels. In recent weeks, President Hichilema has received endorsements from both current members of the Patriotic Front PF and some other former party officials who have publicly declared him their preferred presidential candidate for the 2026 general elections. But speaking in an interview, Mr. Njovu said some of those currently serving at different levels are endorsing the president for selfish reasons, mainly to secure re-adoption on the United Party for National Development UPND ticket, despite failing the Zambian people. The president must double-check those endorsing him. Most of them are members of parliament who have lost popularity and have already been rejected by their electorates, said Mr. Njovu. He warned that President Hichilema should not be excited by the endorsements, describing them as mere political propaganda. Mr. Njovu added that genuine endorsements should come from ordinary citizens who are directly experiencing the country's economic situation rather than from politicians seeking political survival ahead of the August 13 general elections. Energy expert Boniface Zulu has warned that the recent rise in international oil prices is likely to affect fuel pump prices in Zambia. Global oil prices have surged following reports that at least three ships were attacked near the Strait of Hormuz amid escalating tensions as Iran continues to launch strikes against the Middle East in response to ongoing attacks by the United States and Israel. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Zulu explained that Zambia's heavy reliance on imported petroleum products makes the country vulnerable to fluctuations on the global market. Once international oil prices rise, Zambia is inevitably affected due to its dependence on imported oil, said Mr. Zulu. He noted that the country cannot shield itself from such global shocks because it does not produce its own crude oil. Mr. Zulu has since called on government to strengthen strategic fuel reserves to help cushion the country against sudden and unpredictable changes in international oil prices.
We have to understand that Zambia does not produce petroleum products or oil, so we are highly dependent on the global oil market. This leaves us to the mercy of global oil price. Any changes within global unsustainable once prices on the international oil market surge, meaning that Zambia is also going to feel the impact, which of course we can't avoid.
The Zambia National Marketeers Credit Association, ZANAMAKA, has called on government to urgently fast-track the enactment of the Tobacco Control Bill, warning that millions of informal economy workers remain at risk of developing serious illnesses due to tobacco exposure. ZANAMAKA President and founder Mopila Kamea has appealed to government to work through Parliament to pass the long-awaited legislation without further delay. Mr. Kamea said the proposed law is critical not only as a public health measure, but also as an economic and human rights to safeguard for Zambia's informal sector. Members are the heartbeat of the Zambian economy, yet they operate in environments where they are constantly exposed to dangers of second-hand smoking, said Mr. Kamea in a statement issued to RSV News in Lusaka today. He said lives of the traders, their children and millions of customers who visit the markets are more valuable than the profits of the tobacco industry. Mr. Kamea has since expressed concern that many marketeers, including pregnant women and infants, work in semi-enclosed spaces with limited ventilation, making them particularly vulnerable to second-hand smoke. He warned that tobacco-related illnesses such as cancer, chronic respiratory disease, and diabetes often result in the loss of breadwinners in the informal sector, pushing already vulnerable families into extreme poverty. Mr. Kamea has also raised alarm over the easy availability of cheap tobacco products near trading areas, arguing that this exposes young people, described as the future of Zambia's workforce, to early nicotine addiction.
We are a primary representative body for Zambia's informal economy operators, and we therefore view the enactment of this bill not merely as a health policy, but as a critical economic and human rights necessity for the nation's marketeers, traders, and small-scale farmers engaged in buying and reselling tobacco and other tobacco-related products.
In Africa News, Zimbabwe on Monday began releasing nearly 4,000 inmates under a presidential amnesty in a bid to ease overcrowding in the country's prisons. It was announced by the cabinet in February, on the same day it approved changes to the constitution as part of a plan to extend President Emmerson Mnangagwa's term till 2030. The order grants a general amnesty to specific categories of convicted inmates as authorized by the president. He said the action reflects a commitment to restorative justice and national compassion that it did not include prisoners convicted of serious crimes. Coming up shortly, Israel Army issues new evacuation warnings in Lebanon. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Met Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. The Israeli army has issued new evacuation warnings across Lebanon, including in parts of southern Beirut, as tensions sharply escalate between Israel and the Iran-backed group Hezbollah. In a statement posted on Telegram, Israeli military spokesman urged residents in 50 locations, mainly in southern Lebanon, to leave immediately. In separate alerts, residents of the Beirut southern suburbs of Haret Harik were told to avoid two specific buildings allegedly located near Hezbollah facilities.
Sports update.
Ghana Football Club have placed head coach Mwenyachi Pepo and his first assistant Christopher Katongo on administrative